Welcome to Any Questions. I'm Ian Pickus, and joining me now, as he does at this time each week, is resident quizzer Mike Nothnagel. Mike, how are you?
I'm doing well. How are you?
I'm doing well, excited for another show. And before we play this week's show, let's go over my challenge from last time. Name two seven-letter compound words that can be synonyms. As a hint, they both end with the same body part, and one is a word sometimes heard in NFL games. What are they? I was expecting to see a few more of these during the Super Bowl. Sidearm and firearm.
All right, Ian. Monday was President's Day, so it seems appropriate to have a quiz based on U.S. presidents. Specifically, I'll read a list of descriptions of people, places, or things that all have the last name of the same U.S. president somewhere in their names, and you have to determine what that presidential last name is.
Okay, let's do it.
The character portrayed by Eric McCormick on the NBC sitcom Will and Grace, the author who created the character Holly Golightly, the 1998 film starring Jim Carrey as an unknowing participant in a television show.
Those are all Truman.
That's right. Do you know specifically which Trumans they are?
Capote, Truman Show.
Yes.
I don't know the first one.
Eric McCormick's character is Will Truman.
Oh, okay.
The common name for the prize, officially known as the MacArthur Fellowship, a description of a university founded on territory provided as per an 1862 law, the artist who painted American Gothic.
So Genius Grant Wood.
That's right. Grant, the last name. Do you know what the middle one is, what the university description is? I'm sure you've heard it before.
Yeah, Land Grant University.
That's right. They're called Land Grant Universities, as per the 1862 law known as the Morrill Act. The U.S. state capital with the most letters in its name. The character played by Isabel Sanford on All in the Family and on the spin-off series named for her character's family. The band that released the 1967 album Surrealistic Pillow.
Working backwards from Jefferson Airplane. And so the first one would be Jefferson City.
That's right. Jefferson City, Missouri. 13 letters.
What was the middle one? Jefferson's.
Yes, it's the Jefferson. Specifically, Isabel Sanford's character is Louise Jefferson, but you've got the show right. The actor who voiced Cecil, the brother of Sideshow Bob on The Simpsons. The Buffalo, New York-based automobile manufacturer from 1901 to 1938. The 1945 film for which Joan Crawford won the Academy Award for Best Actress.
Fellow Saratogian David Hyde Pierce.
That's right, because so appropriate that David Hyde Pierce played the brother of a character voiced by Kelsey Grammer. Pierce being the president, as you said, David Hyde Pierce. Do you know what the automobile is called?
No.
It's called the Pierce Arrow.
Oh, that sounds cool.
Do you know the film?
No.
Mildred Pierce. And finally, the co-writer and singer of the 1965 song In the Midnight Hour, the playwright who authored a series of 10 works collectively known as the Pittsburgh Cycle, volleyball in a 2000 film.
Well, I just watched Ma Rainey on Netflix, and that gets you to Woodrow Wilson from August Wilson.
That's right. Do you know the other two, the singer of In the Midnight Hour?
Jackie Wilson?
Wilson Pickett.
Oh, and then I know that there's a volleyball.
Yes, the volleyball called just Wilson. Well, Ian was once again the president of all things trivia. How well did you do? Quiz at WAMC.org.
Or you can take a stroll down Pennsylvania Avenue to WAMC.org/anyquestions for another look at this week's show, some extra credit, or this challenge. Mike?
Start with the phrase U.S. presidents. Add a letter, and you can rearrange the result to spell a three-letter word and a 10-letter word that both name things you might wear with a suit. What are the words?
Mike Nothnagel's Associate Professor of Mathematics at the Culinary Institute of America and a crossword constructor for the New York Times, Games Magazine, and other outlets. Mike, I'll get to work on that challenge, and we'll be back at the same time next week.
We will see you soon.